Welcome into this week's Friday Feature Interview of the Week on WNCW. I'm your host, Paul Foster. Today's topic, Our State Magazine, the magazine that celebrates North Carolina. And our guest, the editor-in-chief for Our State, Elizabeth Hudson. Elizabeth, good to have you back.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
I look forward to talking to you about the latest issue of Our State for May 2020, but let me first of all ask you how you and the magazine have been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, like everybody, it is certainly an adjustment. The May issue, which has just hit newsstands now and has gone out to subscribers, we produced that entirely from home. The editorial staff, the art staff, the production team, we're all in our respective places. So, I've been at the magazine now 24 years, and never in my life could I have imagined something like this. We produced the issue all from home, and that was seamless. And so the magazine is out. We certainly don't intend to let anybody down because it is the 21st century. We are so digitally equipped. Been a challenge and it's been different, but I would not say it's been a problem.
Elizabeth, let's jump into Our State May edition. It's called the hiking issue. At least readers can get some ideas, some future outdoor adventures when things get back to normal. Let's talk about this issue.
Exactly. Well, we take such pride in our outdoor spaces in North Carolina, and that is something that has not changed, will not change. And so we were so excited for this hiking issue. It is such just a refreshing break from the news, for one thing, to really make some plans of where we can go and what we can do. A lot of trails are still open, but our entire feature well was devoted to getting outside, getting into nature. We've got a really interesting story about how doctors are actually prescribing nature hikes as a means of wellness. But we've got just some great outdoor spots. We cover the town of Hot Springs, which, as you know, the Appalachian Trail runs right through that town. Got a really interesting piece about what was the United States' smallest post office that was near Whiteside Mountain in the Catchers area. But now it's this landmark place where you really can only get to it from through a hike. And so people go, and, it's kind of one of those iconic, have your picture taken. Just a really fun trip. Rhododendrons. We could talk rhododendrons for days. I know rhododendrons have started blooming now. Our photo essay is all about those beautiful, we call it Queen of the Mountains, just those beautiful blooms that you see in places like Roan Highlands and Grassy Falls. Just a spectacular, if nothing else, this is a beautiful virtual day trip that you can take from your sofa.
Within your section of the magazine called Queen of the Mountain, where you take us to different sections from Asheville and even to the higher elevations of the North Carolina mountains. And man, those are some gorgeous pictures of those many different flowers in bloom.
Exactly. And like I say, they're starting to bloom right now and will bloom on into the summer. And what a beautiful sight to see in this state. We are so lucky for the landscape that we do have.
You mentioned Hot Springs, and it may be included in your section called Appalachian Oasis. Talk more about that.
That's right. That's a great story about the hospitality of a trail town. The Appalachian Trail runs right through Hot Springs, and so we set up a really great trip for when we can all travel again to experience just that fantastic town. Whether you're a hiker or not, it's still just a great place to go. We've got a wonderful Smoky Mountain Diner place to eat. We always cover food in our state. So we just put together an itinerary that takes you through this spectacular little mountain town.
Our State has got me on numerous occasions when I flip through the magazine and I see the pictures of a plate of food, and there's no lack of food again. Good-looking foods. Even a section on beans in this May edition.
Right. Well, and it's so funny. Of course, we planned this a year ago. We never could have had the foresight to see that we'd all be in our homes now baking bread and cooking beans. We did a really interesting package about beans in North Carolina. And we've even included, if you go on our website, you can download a PDF of every bean recipe that has ever appeared in this magazine. Bean salads, casseroles, any kind of dishes. We've got several different versions of Southern succotash, a really fun story that we learned about last year about a family in Durham that has an annual bean party in their backyard. Won't be having it this year, of course, but hopefully will give us all some inspiration for some future celebrations we can take part in.
Those are just some of the reasons, if you don't already have it and you subscribe to this magazine, you'll want to get a hold of the May edition of Our State Magazine for this particular month, the hiking issue. Elizabeth, what can we expect when the June issue comes out?
The June issue is our annual coastal issue. We've been doing a beach issue now for about 20 years. And so the focus for anybody who's looking for a trip eastward, this is a great issue to have in hand. It's all about the Topsail Island area and just, you know, an experience of our great beaches in North Carolina. That's the beauty of this state. We're from the mountains to the coast.
Yeah, we're all so fortunate to be in this particular state, and it's fantastic, whatever direction we want to travel in. If someone wants to connect with Our State Magazine or they'd like to subscribe, how can they get in touch with you folks and find out more information?
I'll tell you, the easiest way is online, ourstate.com. We've actually got a brand new website that's equipped with everything. We have a really great store. A lot of people might not know that we sell a lot of products. And so if you're looking for a puzzle to while away some of the hours, check us out on ourstate.com. Look for our store. You can read some past articles. You can see our great gallery of photo essays. You can download those bean recipes that I just mentioned. Lots to do. And subscribe, of course.
Always a pleasure to talk with you. And our audience may notice we are talking to her from home instead of from the Our State offices this time due to what's going on. But still, we got her, and that's the main thing. Elizabeth Elizabeth Hudson from Our State Magazine, good to talk to you. Thank you so much.
You as well. Thank you so much.
Friday feature interviews of the week on WNCW are also available as a podcast on our website, which is wncw.org. Make it a good weekend. I'm Paul Foster.